The Australian Women's Leadership Symposiums are a national series of events focused on the experiences of women in the contemporary workforce. Held annually in every state and territory, the symposiums have been running for over 10 years and have become the most highly attended women's leadership events in the country. Full attendance grants are available for current and aspiring Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women in the community who would otherwise be unable to attend the symposiums due to a lack of funding or employer support. I spoke with Women and Leadership Australia CEO Susie Finkelstein about this year's leadership symposiums.
Our symposium series has been running for over 14 years, building momentum every year, and we ensure that we have a symposium running in every capital city around Australia and also in New Zealand. We have one in Auckland. And last year, they were the first time we had them virtual. Normally, they're very grand and like I'm hoping this year's will be in a venue where we've got lots of people sitting around us. But last year, we actually ran them all virtually and they did do very well. The focus of these events are to bring the thought leaders inspiration so that everybody in the room can really gain some understanding, diverse leadership journeys and expertise, learnings around what the challenges have been from all different sectors, and ensuring that we're really engaging with diverse journeys as well. And in the room we have mostly women, but it's definitely open to men as well. Coming together because they're usually looking for that next step. They're looking for validation and a bit of inspiration as well, and really gain from very open and genuine stories. So when we have an events team that do a huge amount of work around speaker research, and we ensure that every time we have a speaker say yes to any of our events, that they sign up for the warts and all discussion, you know, to share the real truth as well.
We know that there is a bit of a confidence gap when it comes to women taking on leadership positions, even trying to climb up the ladder of their own workplaces, all of the above. Do you think that this is one of the big aims when it comes to, you know, the organisation as a whole, Women in Leadership Australia?
Yeah, I think this confidence gap I'm really glad you brought that up, Sophie, because it, as you can imagine, it comes up all the time. And we're really aware that sometimes we sort of expect that it's there, this confidence gap. And what we need to do is challenge it, because when we hear from women that have really challenged some incredible biases and incredible barriers, they've got a huge amount of confidence and self-belief. And what we need to do is enable all women to tap into their confidence rather than speak to the lack of confidence. We often get people come to us and say, look, I want to send my female managers because they're lacking in confidence. And when they come to these events, or we also offer leadership development programs, it's actually not confidence, but it's actually a systemic challenge that people don't see them as leaders. And they don't get opportunities to speak up. They don't get opportunities to challenge some of the norms. So what we hope, what our aim is to create more capacity and awareness of what their own capacity is as well. So it's sort of like a two-way street. You know, you often talk about you have to, in order to be it, you need to see it. And I think that is so true. And it's so many women that we work with, they don't have female leaders around them. There are a lot of leaders that don't look like them. So we need to enable them to see leadership in all different forms so that they understand that they can step into this as well.
That's a really good point, because I think you're definitely right. People, as women, we do have the confidence. It's just these systems which often bring us down or make us doubt our confidence, or there are systems in place which make it a lot harder for women to succeed in the workplaces, whatever they may be. And so I think I can imagine a lot of this is about challenging what those hierarchies look like. And do you think there's a lot of talk about sort of workplace culture?
Totally, yes. And I think, you know, that there's so much research around this in terms of what do we need to do to make a change. And I'm sure you're aware that the global gender gap has just come out from the World Economic Forum, and unfortunately Australia has plummeted again. We're now number 50 in the world, and we used to be, when I started this work, it was at number 15. It was 15 years ago, and we're now at number 50, and that measures education, which we're at number one in the world, so we don't have a problem with educating women, but the other three, around workplace participation, around health, and also political empowerment. Those three, and it's not a surprise, I'm sure, to anyone, that we are not doing very well. So we need to look at all those systemic challenges and workplace culture and even community assumptions around what leadership looks like. That's where we need to go all the way into, you know, childhood. We need to look at the norms that our children and grandchildren are seeing as well, and how we talk about women and leadership. So I think cultural norms are really important, and we have lots of organisations come to us and say, how do we make our female leaders visible? And some of the main areas around the research, what really stands out is the challenge that women, particularly in the middle management layer, they get stuck. They either, as you said before, they start doubting themselves. They lose engagement because they don't see opportunities when they look up. The career pathway is not promising, and they become disengaged. And we find that that layer, particularly, if we can bring women together so they can form networks, they can understand what's possible, then they sort of recharge and realise that this is something they can do something about. And coming to a symposium or a leadership development program where they hear other women talking about what is possible, it creates a constructive view forward as well.
In 2018, you teamed up with NAIDOC to launch the grant support for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women to attend these symposiums. Why did you start this program to create full attendance grants for Indigenous women?
Because I think, you know, going to the other point we've been talking about around, we need to ensure that this is opportunities for all. And we know that as hard as it is for women, it's even harder for women, our Indigenous women. And we loved the theme in 2018 that NAIDOC created, Because of Her We Can. It says so much, doesn't it? And we talk about that as well, the importance of supporting female leaders in communities. And we know that many women are not able, many Indigenous women are not able to attend our symposiums, whether it's because they don't have the support around them from workplaces or it's a financial barrier. And so we have a commitment every year to create attendance grants for 64 women across all of our symposiums. So it works out to be roughly a table or about 8 tickets per event. And we have an application process, and part of that is to ensure that the women coming are able to impart this knowledge for their teams, for their community as well, but also so that we can gain from their input in the event, and we ensure that we have our speakers also sharing the importance, you know, having these views, so trying to get Indigenous women as speakers. You might notice, you know, we have award winners for every year. So we have the Australian National Awards for Excellence in Women's Leadership. And this year in South Australia, we have Auntie Pat, or Patricia Warrior Reid, who is a chaplain in Department of Correctional Services. And she's been amazing in terms of advocating for the change, particularly in the justice system. So that she'll be on stage, hopefully, if we're in person, receiving the award, and we can hear firsthand from her of the work that she's done.
And it's great that you have representation from the speakers as well as those who are going to be attending the events. It's incredibly important. What do you think is the importance of representation at events like these?
Oh, so important. And, you know, Sophie, we actually created an Indigenous Women's Leadership Symposium a couple of years ago because we work very closely with Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander communities to understand what the barriers are. And many of them said that many Indigenous women are not comfortable coming into a room filled with non-Indigenous women and feel very marginalised. So we created an event where I was one of the only non-Indigenous women in the room. And it was amazing to hear about the challenges, but also the appetite and the motivation that they have for leadership and change. And so what we're hoping is that we can bring more women into our events and to our programs from all different backgrounds. But if it also means that we need to create events as well as for other communities, we'll definitely focus on that in the future as well.
Could you tell us a bit more about some of the speakers who will be contributing to the event this year?
Yes, well, we're still finalising some of the speakers, but I can let you know that we have got Dr. Elaine Seed, and I think many of your listeners would have heard about her recently because there was a journalist defamed her and she actually won that case. And it was amazing actually hearing about how she stood up for herself, and rightly so, and actually won that battle. But she's a stem cell biologist that became a leading venture capitalist. So you can imagine she has quite a journey to share. We also have Dr. Jane Lomax-Smith, an AM, who's a board director and chair of many areas, but she was a past Lord Mayor of Adelaide, and she's done some amazing advocacy work as well. And also, we've got Miriam Silva, who is on our panel. And our panel this year is actually going to be focusing on the concept of othering. So it's understanding all like intersectionality, understanding the differences that we have. And Miriam Silva has done some really important work, advocacy work for marginalised women. We actually had her speaking a few years ago, and she was the GM at Elders, and she's had really high-ranking roles at ANZ as well. But she's now, she's chair and got many board positions as well, but In Touch Multicultural Centre Against Family Violence. And Jamila Risby, which we've just been confirmed today, which is really exciting. And many of your listeners would have heard about her. She's an author, she does podcasts, but she's a gender equality advocate, and she has written many books. Last year she actually wrote a children's book that related to COVID, which was amazing. But the book that I always quote is called Not Just Lucky. And it just talks about how many women will always say, oh, I got this position because I was lucky. You know, this happened to me because I was lucky. And she challenges us to actually start owning why we get these positions and opportunities. It's not luck. And she has some really great stories as well.
What do you hope that especially Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander participants will gain from this symposium series?
I think it's important that they do hear about the challenges of leadership from all different journeys. But I think also to hear about the practical strategies. And I'm hoping as well, and we always do gain from this, is actually learning from them as well. So in all of our sessions, there's always Q&A, and there's opportunities for people to stand up and share and talk about what they've learnt and what they can contribute as well. So I think it is about understanding how many women want to stand by them and support them. And it's not for them to educate us all the time on their challenges. I think we need to educate ourselves on that, but it's more about understanding what's working, you know, and where the gaps are, so that we can partner with them and, you know, we can start to break down more of these barriers. And for us, you know, the more we see these women as leaders as well, the more exactly the same as the more we can see women as leaders, we start changing our view on leadership. And that's really important as well.
Women and Leadership Australia CEO Susie Finkelstein speaking with us about the Australian Women's Leadership Symposiums. And they are taking place all around Australia from the 4th of August. And Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women are encouraged to apply for full attendance grants. Just head to wla.edu.au.